Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in this week's episode, I want to talk about the Business Continuity Institute's annual crisis management report. This report came out in October of this year, so just a few months ago, and it really highlights a number of growing concerns related to organizational silos around crisis management and the importance of involving all employees in your crisis preparedness. Now, the BCI Crisis Management Report is an annual report that the Business Continuity Institute has been doing for the last several years, and I always learn something new when I read it. So here are 10 points around this year's report that I took away from reading this earlier this week. The first is the rising, what I would call the unawareness by employees of the organization's crisis plan. What BCI found in the report is that about 29% of employees have no idea that the organization has a crisis plan. And this is up pretty significantly from just a few years ago, which was right at about 20%. So I think this showcases a need for better communication and training with your employees writ large. Number two is one that we've talked about a lot on this podcast over the years, and that are silos in crisis management. That organizational silos hinder effective crisis response, and it really emphasizes the importance of having an effective cross-functional collaborative team that comes together to help manage complex crises. Number three is the need to involve the entire workplace in crisis management. That continuing to have organizational silos keeps having the expertise and the involvement of all of your employees, not just leaders, and making sure that they're educated and empowered to act during a crisis. Number four is the role of leadership in crisis response. The report found that about 75% of organizations involve about 75% of organizations involve senior leaders in crisis response. And I think this really highlights and underscores the need, the critical role that executive leadership plays in the crisis management process. Number five are just the rise of what I would describe as the modern crisis management landscape and how it has evolved over the years. By far, the issues related to cyber incidents and their associated reputational risks and more complex multidimensional threats demand a more integrated and agile approach to crisis management. And this is quite different than when I started in crisis management more than 25 years ago, where we were primarily focused on violent crime and natural disasters. But instead, here we see that cyber issues and their associated reputational risks have really overcome these other issues. Number six is training for your team. And I took away from this that a lot of organizations have relatively static crisis plans, and they are training the team to these plans, which are really have been a little more policy focused and not looking at the dynamic need for training and exercises and simulations that really prepare the team for real world challenges. Number seven is I took away from the report around the key components of a crisis-ready culture, that you should be able to identify actionable ways to build an effective culture of readiness or preparedness in your organization. Things like regular drills for your entry-level employees, your line employees, to tabletops and simulations, to effective training, and building and integrating resilience into daily operations are all things that come to mind for me here. Number eight is just the dual role and challenge of technology in crisis management. The technology enables our ability to respond rapidly and coordinate things, but it also creates new vulnerabilities because we become dependent on these technological solutions in order to manage a crisis effectively. Number nine is there are a number of examples in the report where companies successfully broke down silos and enabled a unified, efficient crisis response. And I'm just reminded of the lesson from the Harvard National Preparedness Leadership Initiative that one of the most important roles of a crisis leader, of a meta leader in their parlance, is that ability to cut across silos in your organization and help get to the best coordinated answer. And lastly, number 10 for me was that sometimes this is just about doing the basics. It's about making sure that you have the right crisis management team, that you have your executives integrated into that process, and that their roles are clearly defined across the board. Simple communication tools, things like a situational awareness update during a crisis that keeps people on the same page and establishes that single source of truth, and looking at your crisis plans on a regular basis and then practicing to ensure that your team has good muscle memory about what their roles and responsibilities are. So these are 10 things that I took away from the 2024 BCI Crisis Management Report. If you have thoughts on what you take away from this, we'd love to hear about that from you. Leave a note in the comments or drop us a note at contact@brightpath.com. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.